Before we dive into the details of step 5, we want to take a moment and remind you of the importance of a through line to your DataWise journey. Recall that in step 3, faculty engaged with a data overview in order to identify a priority question related to your focus area. And in step 4, you selected several pieces of student work to help generate a learner-centered problem, which further narrowed your scope of inquiry. Now, in step 5, you will have faculty observe one another's instruction related to the learner-centered problem and support them in using the data they collect to collaboratively generate a problem of practice. This problem of practice should be directly related to the learner-centered problem based on evidence found when examining instruction, within teacher's control, a statement about practice, not a question, and specific and small.